the visit of the Holy Father to the United States and to the United Nations, first of all, showed something we all knew, that he's a marvelous teacher. And he spoke particularly about truth in relationship to freedom with educators, in relationship to peace with his interfaith partners, in relationship to the gospel of Jesus Christ with the ecumenical partners, truth in relationship to human rights, to the United Nations, which I think is a discourse that will begin a new sense of the mission of the United Nations in the world. So this has been a particularly important visit by reason of the quality of his teaching, of what he has said. But also, the other part of it is the enthusiasm that has been generated. We've seen a dimension of the Holy Father's personality that perhaps many people haven't seen before, not only his humility, his sincerity, his charity, his love for all, especially the victims of sexual abuse, but also the way in which he can elicit such enormous response from young people, and the happiness of a pontiff who knows himself to be a pastor and not only an intellectual, and who, from that perspective, is able to connect with the youngest of his flock. It's been a truly moving experience to be with the Holy Father during these days.
As an American, are you surprised at this incredible response that he has solicited from so many different levels, from a political level, from an ecclesiastical level, and from the people of God, the people out there on the streets today?
Well, somewhat surprised only in the sense that while we knew the quality of the Holy Father, we weren't sure how effectively people would read who he is. So that's been a very pleasant surprise, and I think he leaves the church here in the United States stronger, more united, and certainly he leaves us as bishops with the ability to do our work far more effectively than we have in the past, and we're extremely grateful.
You mentioned the sexual abuse issue, and in a sense that has dominated a certain dimension of this visit. In a sense, also desired by the Holy Father himself, because he was the one who spoke so clearly, even on the aircraft, coming across. And he's brought it up again in so many different contexts, with the bishops, with the faithful, at so many different, with the victims themselves. Do you feel that this means that the United States can finally turn a new page on this issue? Are we looking at a new moment in this regard?
I would hope so, but what's most encouraging for the bishops is that the Holy Father embraced the work that we've been doing for the last several years to try to be sure that every child is protected, and has pointed out that in the context of society where sexual abuse of minors is so prevalent, the Church has done more than any other institution to try to respond to this problem. And then pastorally, we must reach out to those who have been severely affected by this. He has embraced our work and encouraged others to cooperate with us. And therefore, any sense that there is a gap between what the Holy Father wants and what the American bishops are doing should now be laid to rest. And that's a great encouragement to us to continue, of course, and to make stronger our present efforts, but also to recognize that we have to take it into another forum, which he himself has said, namely, why is it that in the society at large, people who are abused, either in their families or in schools or in other venues, are not respected in the same way that victims of sexual abuse by priests are respected and cared for?